The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab became the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph, Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat became the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah, Uzziah became the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amos, Amos the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel became the father of Abiud, Abiud became the father of Eliakim. Eliakim became the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Achim, Achim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar, Eleazar the father of Mathan, Mathan the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Thus the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From the Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations. The Gospel of the Lord. Students, for how many of you is that your favorite gospel reading? Okay, a few. Okay, sure. Okay. So I remember when I was growing up and I would hear that, I thought, this is the most boring reading. Right? You just stand there and it lists all these names one after another. And then all of a sudden, in recent years, I found, oh my gosh, this reading is so full of amazing things. Students, how many sevens did we hear about? Let me ask you this way. So the number of perfection for the Jewish people was seven. Because God created the world in 6 days. So seven, the day of rest, is the fullness. It's the completion of everything. So seven was a special number for them. How many generations from Abraham to David? Toby? How many generations from Abraham to David? Michael? Oh, Maria Sophia, 14 generations. Now, where is third grade doing multiplication? What grade is doing multiplication? Third grade. Okay, third grade. How many sevens are in 14? Coco? 2, that's right. 7 times 2 equals 14. Now, so from Abraham to David, 14 generations. But it goes on. And it says, from David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. And then a third one. From the Babylonian exile to Christ, 14 generations. Now, third grade, this might be too much, I'm not sure. What is 14 times 3? Oh, hold on. I am struggling to remember your name. CJ. CJ, that's right. 42. 14 times 3 is 42. Now, how many 7s go into 42? Gabriel. 6. Okay, so students, you can't miss this, right? So there are 6 sevens in this reading. Now, so therefore, what is Jesus? There have been 6 sevens leading up to Him. So He is the beginning of the 7th seven. So if the number 7 is the number of perfection, Matthew is saying to us, Jesus is the perfection of all perfections. So something amazing is happening here. God is sending into the world the one who will redeem humanity, who will make humanity whole again. And there's something else we can't miss. So we heard so-and-so became the father of so-and-so, the father of so-and-so, the father of so. When did that stop? When did we stop hearing so-and-so became the father of so-and-so? Andrew? At Joseph. And what changed with Joseph? It did not say Joseph became the father of Jesus. It said Joseph became the husband of Mary, of whom was born the Christ. So students, what is the source of the new beginning? And who will always be the source of the new beginning? And Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, the author wants all of us to know, from that moment, the Blessed Virgin Mary is the one from whom all things are made new. And so when we read the lives of the saints, and I was going through so many saints in my mind, but just to focus on one of the great lovers of Our Lady in this last century, Saint Maximian Kolbe, every single thing that he did in his life, do you know how he started it? He would say, Mother Mary, I give this to you. Mother Mary, I consecrate this project to you because I want your son to be at the heart of it. I want you to be at the beginning. Every holy person I know, whether a priest, a religious, a sister, a lay person, do you know what the turning point in their life was? When they gave their life to Our Lady. And she brought about a new beginning in their life. Why, after every Mass that we celebrate together, do we make a consecration to our Blessed Mother Mary? So that every day we will be made new for her Son. That her Son will be at the heart of everything we do. On this last Mass that we have together before Christmas, we entrust ourselves to our Blessed Mother Mary again, that this Christmas might be a new Christmas for us, that we might draw closer to her Son than ever before. And may we entrust to Mary everything that we do.